are standing, I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Joshua. We are going to end with the word of God, so I pray that God will speak to your hearts. Chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. I know that we read the same portion last Sunday. I know that we read the same portion last Sunday, and we talked about how we can take new steps as we transform our lives. I'm going to continue but I'm going to go into a new area, which today from Joshua chapter 1. Open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. We are going through the series called Transformed, My Life in God's Kingdom. Today I want to speak about the topic transform to take over new territory. You know, when God will transform us, He will allow us to go and take a new territory. The text is Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Please follow with me in your Bibles. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land that I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the lands of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Amen. Do you remember the Psalms we read today? "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And God says, be strong and be courageous, because I want you to take new territory. Today the word of the Lord is towards you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray, Father. Lord, as we, Lord, look to your word this morning, I pray that you bless us, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Lord, let us claim new territory like Joshua did, Father. That they will go to the promised land. And Father, Lord, we will do the work that you have for us. I pray that you speak to us through your word. Bless all of us in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Please be seated. Transformed to take over a new territory. Let me start with a light note. I do all the time. I know that makes you put at ease. So please listen to this very carefully. In a church one Sunday morning, the pastor asked the congregation, "Anyone with special needs who want to be prayed over, please come forward to the front of the altar." With that, Sam got in line. And when it was his turn, the pastor asked, "Sam, what do you want me to pray about for you?" He replied, "Pastor, I need you to pray for help with my hearing." The pastor put one finger of one hand in Sam's ear, placed the other hand on top of Sam's head, and then prayed and prayed. The whole congregation joined with much enthusiasm as I prayed for the healing of Sam's ear. After a few minutes, the pastor removed his hand, stood back, and asked, "Sam, how is your hearing now?" With this, Sam replied, "I don't know. My hearing is actually scheduled for next Thursday." That's not the way you take over a new territory. By giving wrong signals and giving wrong messages. As I speak about messages, I want you to see the figure of a man that we all know as Martin Luther King. He was one of the greatest communicators at all times. He told people very clearly what he believed and what he dreamed through one of the greatest speeches at all times. And the speech is called, "I Have a Dream," in Washington DC, where it was witnessed by over 250,000 people, where there was no publicity. They came and heard that speech, "I Have a Dream." He spoke about that dream to the people. He told what he believed. And so his message was very simple. This is what Martin Luther King spoke, his concept of what he wanted them to hear. There are two types of laws in this world. One, those who are made by God, and number two, those that are made by man. Not until all the laws that are made by man are consistent with the laws that are made by God will we live in a just world. You know, those were the time of racial segregation. The blacks were not given the same treatment as the whites, and there was a lot of problem. And he started a movement to take on a new territory, and with that he had a message that was very clear. And we know that was the beginning of the law that was passed, and everybody, the civil rights movement. And so many people's lives were changed because one person stepped out of the line to walk into a new territory. As we are discussing about this man called Joshua, and he is claiming he's going to conquer new ground right now, I want to tell you that we all want blessings. We all want new territory. We want blessing. We want new promotion. But many times we don't want to change and move from where we are. We want to remain like this and say, "Lord, you do this, you do that." You want to move away from where you are. Unless you are willing to step out and move forward, you cannot claim new territory. You have to step out from where we are. I remember many years ago, the prayer of Jabez was very popular. I remember the writer, he wrote even a book called The Prayer of Jabez. In the prayer, there was a couple of portions that was very significant. Where Jabez prayed, and this is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse number 10. If you want to take down the reference, this is what Jabez prayed. "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." You know, the "oh, that you would bless me indeed" was actually not a selfish prayer. When we understand that the blessing from God is a supernatural favor that God gives into our lives. Asking for a blessing is seeking the power of God to flow through our lives. We are asking God, "Lord, make me a channel of your blessing. So that when you bless me, that will flow in through me into the lives of other people." But then Jabez also prayed, "and enlarge my territory." Which means it challenges us to go beyond what is comfortable. We are asking God to do something new in our lives. Beyond our current situation. We have to go to new places where we have never gone before. We have to take new risks for God if He has to use us to expand His kingdom. It is impossible to go from where we are to where we have to go unless we make a transition. We have to make a transition from the life and the things that we are doing. We have to do something different. So with that, I will tell you that God wants us to strategically position us so that we will become a new success. So today, for a short time, very quickly, this is going to be a very brief message. I want to give you 5 things to remember to take over a new territory. 5 things. When you think about the changes that you want to make in taking a new territory, there are 5 things you should remember. The first thing is that God has a plan. God has a plan. When we come to Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 and 2, Moses, the great man who led the people of Israel even to the promised land, he had died. He was dead. God said to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. But God, I have a plan for you. Even if one person dies, God's plan continues. He has a plan for each and every one of us. Every new season brings new challenges. God chooses different people for different seasons, and God gives each leader a new anointing for tackling new challenges and moving forward. That is why I say that God's kingdom will continue. Even if a great leader dies, it doesn't matter. God's plan will continue. God had a plan when he called out Abraham to start on a new journey adventure. God had a plan when he called out Moses in the backside of a desert to lead his people to the promised land. God had a plan when how he would use Joshua to lead the people of Israel over the Jordan River into the land of Canaan. And he told Joshua that I will make you to divide that land for all the tribes and all the people. And that was to keep his promise that he made to Abraham many years ago. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3 where he told Abraham, I will give you a land. If you come out, I will bless you. Go to the land that I'm going to show you. I'm going to bless you. This was the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham. Let us remember that both Moses and Joshua were two very different people. But God had a different plan for both of them. So, as we think about the plan of God, you need to think that, understand that Moses, he was a prophet. Joshua was a warrior. Two different people. But different plans for both of them. So when we take that journey of faith, God does not expect to us to understand the whole journey. He just wants us to take the next step of our journey by faith. So number one, God has a plan. Remember, can you just lift up your hands and say, thank you Lord for the plan. God has a plan for your life. Brother, sister, you did not come to this place by accident. God has a plan. Keep that in mind. God has a plan. We need to understand what God's plan is. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. First one, God has a plan. Number two, God has a plan, but then he has a people. What do you mean by God has a people? You look at verse number 2, the second part of verse number 2. Therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land that I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Not only God revealed that plan to Joshua, but that plan included all the people of Israel, and Joshua was to be a leader to lead them into the promised land. Let me bring that in an application to your life. When Jesus speaks in John chapter 15 verse 16, this is what Jesus says. You did not choose me, but I chose and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, or your fruit should last. What is the fruit that should last? Those are the souls that you win over for Christ, that they last beyond this life to eternity. That is the fruit that should last. And God has called us, God has chosen us to go and bear fruit. Amen. This calling is not only for you. This calling is for that God will bring other people through your life. We all know in the Great Commission in Matthew 28 verse 19 where Jesus said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. So, how do you say that God has a people? We are to lead others to fulfill God's plan. We need to disciple them. We need to teach them. We need to mentor them. For parents, God's plan for you is that you disciple your children and lead them that they come closer to Jesus. For people in the business and leadership, God has a plan that through you, other people will come to know Jesus. And then you mentor them and lead them. Not only through our words, but with our attitude and with the experience of life. So God has a plan. Number two, God has a people. The third one I want to say is that God has great promises. When he has a plan and he knows that he wants you to bring people, The third thing, he has great promises. It's not in vain. Look at from verse number 3 to verse number 5. There are three promises that God gave Joshua. Number one, God told Joshua, every place where your foot will step on, that belongs to you. All that the Israelites had to do was to march forward in faith. Wherever they put the foot, any place, any ground they step on, that ground belonged to them. Verse number 3. And when we come to verse number 5, God says, no one would stand before you. God would destroy all your enemies. The third promise in verse number 5 is that God said, I will never leave or forsake you. Look, these are the three promises that God told Joshua. Do you know that we also, God has given us great promises to us. 2 Peter 1:4 says, God has given us exceedingly great and precious promises that we can partake in God's divine nature. We all have promises. Brothers and sisters, they are like the checks. You know, you write a check. That check cannot be useful unless you encash it in the bank and draw out the money. This Bible is full of promises. You keep this Bible closed in your shelf, it's like keeping a check in your pocket. It's of no use for you unless you're willing to take it out and encash it. The promises of God to Joshua were great. And so God has given you promise also. Take the promises. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you need to understand that there are wonderful promises for you. Any situation in your life, there is a promise of God towards that. Amen. Discover what God's promise is. Encash it. Use it. Claim the promise and say, God, you gave me this promise. I need this. I need this promise to move forward. If your children are going astray, say, Lord, you promised me that the descendants of righteous shall never be forsaken. Lord, I claim your promise. Lord, you bless my children. If you are having problem in your workplace, claim the promise. And say, Lord, you said that you will make me prosperous wherever I go. And that you have to help me. Claim the promises of God. Number 3, God has great promises. Number 4, not only God has great promises. Let me tell you verses 6 to 8. God tells that not only I'm giving you promises, I'm going to provide for you. God told Joshua to be strong and courageous. 2 times in verses 6 and also verse number 9. He tells, be strong, be courageous. Be strong, actually 3 times, 6, 7 and 9. 3 times he says, be strong and courageous. What is the provision that God gave to Joshua? The same that we have for us today. What is the provision? In verse number 8, what is the provision that God gave? The word of God. The word of God is the bread of life. God told Joshua, you read the word of God. You meditate on God's word continually. So God does not say you read all the time, which means that God does not expect us to sit with the Bible the whole day and read, read. No, God expects us to read the word first and then ponder and meditate on it all the time. Meditate. Brothers and sisters, if you want a recipe for success in your life, and I'm speaking to the young people here, you want your life to be successful, make sure that you implement this in your life. You will not get this kind of good tips anywhere unless you come to CCA and sit and listen to the sermon. Because I take great pains to give you good suggestions. I want you to be a blessing and I want you to prosper. I want you to be a success wherever you are.
Amen.
What is the promise? Read the word of God. Don't wait till Sunday to take the dust of the Bible and bring in our lap. And some of us don't even take Bibles from here. They leave it. Oh, I have it ready on my chair. What next? I know you all have multiple Bibles. I've heard that excuse. But make sure, whatever Bibles, I don't have a problem there. Make sure that you read the word of God. And meditate continually. And then the third thing is, not only you meditate, in verse number 8, he says that you should observe to do. Follow the teaching of what God is telling you. And if you do that, God will make your way prosperous. You will have success. Today, God wants you to read the word of God every day. as manna. You know, God gave manna daily. He didn't give once a week. Every day they had to come and pick the manna. God gives to you word daily. Read it daily. And this is the prayer that Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. He didn't say give us this Sunday our weekly bread. He said give us this day our daily bread. Read the word of God and take the promises, the provision that he has. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7 says, blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. When we read and meditate and observe, our trust moves from everybody else and we put our trust in God. Our hope is in God. And what happens in verse number 8? It says, Jeremiah 17, 8. What happens if you do that? You will be like a tree planted by the waters. What happens? What are the good things? You will not fear when the heat comes. Your leaf will be green. You will not be anxious in the year of drought. You will not stop from yielding fruit. You remember I told you, you go and bring fruit. You will never cease from yielding fruit. So God has a plan. God has a people. God has great promises and God has a provision. Finally, God has a power. Look at verse number 9. God's power is available through what? Through His presence. He says that, look, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. You know, Moses one time realized that without God's presence, he cannot move. We see in Exodus 33 verse 15 where Moses said, you know, if your presence does not go from us, with us, do not bring us from there. Today, how does the power come? We all know Acts 1:8. You shall receive power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And that is the power that we receive when God comes on the inside and He gives us the power that God wants us to move forward. God wants the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. You know, God wants our Spirit to dwell in our hearts as we are endured with His power. So let us remember, God has a plan. God has a people, God has great promises, God has a provision and God has a power. Let's make the right choice as we move to take on new territory. I pray that God will make the right choice each day to take on new territory. There are so much of promises waiting for you to fill. There are so many blank checks for you to encash. Take the promises of God. Claim new territory today. God is going to bless you, brothers and sisters, wherever you go. And I'm telling you, as we move from here to the next place, you know, we need to go and light our world. Because the light that is in you, we are shedding it out to other people. Hallelujah. Let's go and light our world and claim new territory for God.